This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says it's running a bit behind with the 2022 Census of Agriculture. So, according to NAS Administrator Hubert Hamer, the agency has pushed the due date to the end of spring.
These data will be with us for the next 5 years after it's released in February of 24. So it's very important that we have the most accurate information.
And Hamer says the data collected is very specific.
These are data down to the local areas, to the more than 3,000 counties, parishes, and boroughs across the United States. So we want the most accurate information for farm policy and other decisions that will be made affecting agriculture and the farmer and rancher community.
Hamer says the Census of Agriculture due date has been extended so that everyone has a chance to respond.
The 2017 census, our response rate was 71.8%, which is excellent. If you look at survey organizations, they would love to have a response like that. So we're tracking a little bit below that, but we are really pushing, and we're going to keep the data collection window open as long as we can to try to make sure that we have the best information available.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Census of Agriculture extension and why it's so important for you to be counted.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.